visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner. And Coach, good homecoming for you guys, a 74-0 victory over West Franklin. You feel like you got maybe a faster start this last game and just kind of continuing to take strides in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a good start and continued it, you know, throughout for the most part. You know, our offense has been doing a decent job of getting going defensively. I thought we started out a little bit sharper, excuse me, this game than the previous game. But we were pleased with the way that we started and got an opportunity to get a lot of guys in and see some field time, so that was good.
And what did it mean to get some other guys in to get your starters rested and so that they are ready for the next challenge that's ahead?
Well, honestly, our starters are probably getting frustrated with the amount of rest they've gotten because they, you know, we only played half a game against Alma-Wabunsee because of the weather, and then, you know, they got – some of them got a half on Friday. Some of them got a little less than that. Some of them got a little bit more. But, you know, it certainly when you reduce your reps out there, it reduces the chance of injuries. And so, you know, I feel like we were able to get through Friday pretty healthy for the most part, and that's a good thing. But I know our starters are certainly ready for a little bit more game action, and they understand that that's going to be – and they're going to have an opportunity for that moving forward for sure.
Coach, as we – just went past the midway point of the regular season, you know, you're at 4-0, you're ranked in the top 5 in 2A. How do you assess your football team right now?
Well, I'll be able to assess them a lot better when we have this conversation next week, because the road is going to get a whole lot tougher. We're playing in the best district in the state. I think all 5 of our teams are ranked in the top 10, or they were at some point. So, you know, that our team is progressing. I feel like we've gotten better each week, to answer your question, but we certainly are going to have a very stiff challenge this Friday against a very, very good Council Grove team.
And let's talk about Council Grove. And, Coach, I think what really pleases me, or it's not really a surprise, but they were in that football game with Riley County. I was tight-knit through the first half, and then they were able to take control in the second half. And and you mentioned that this is one of the toughest districts in 2A.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, there's going to be a team left home in our district that would compete probably to win or at least be a number 2 team in some other districts. And so, you know, it would be nice if the state would help figure out that situation, make it a little bit more balanced. But it is what it is, and eventually you've got to play great competition anyway. We basically just told our kids that you get 4 playoff caliber football games in a row here, you know, and we're going to be extremely battle tested and be a great opportunity to compete and, you know, show where our program is.
Visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner. We brought up Council Grove. The Braves are also 4-0, and as I mentioned about the 34-13 win they had against Riley County on Friday. And Coach, there's just a lot of up for grabs in this game. League title, you know, district playoff seeding, and just a lot more. And what's kind of your motivating factor to your football team this week? And as you mentioned a moment ago, that these next 4 weeks are very good playoff teams and, you know, just a playoff time in the month of October.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you play as a player, you know, you play for these types of games where, you know, you have great competition coming in. You know, there's going to be a lot of excitement and whatnot. So, you know, I don't think we're going to have to add a whole lot of extra motivation to the team. They understand what's at stake. And Council Grove is going to be extremely highly motivated too. You know, we played them twice last year in a span of 3 weeks, I believe, and snuck away with 2 very close victories. And, You know, we've been playing Council Grove, I think, every year since I've been here. I think this will be probably their best team. They just look very, very good on both sides of the ball, and we understand it's going to be a tremendous challenge and one we're going to have to rise to the occasion for.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Council Grove, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That is Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.